So the outlier process, in summary, I'd like to raise a few issues that may be worth discussion. We have about 5 minutes at the end now before tea. Do outliers matter in how we manage our breast cancer? How much variation from surgeon to surgeon and from unit to unit is within acceptable limits? Should every woman in the UK who is diagnosed with a cancer expect the same treatment for her breast cancer wherever she is treated? And do we all offer the treatment in the same way when we're offering the treatment options? And that leads on to the question about how informed is that patient choice when people put down the patient chose not to have chemotherapy, not to have endocrine therapy, not to have radiotherapy. So those are a few issues that might be worthwhile discussing. I would lay it open to the floor, and I'm sure Jim would be willing to carry on with the discussion as well. Questions?